You will bring the relic to safety.
Excuse me?
Brother Gregor opened the casket. Inside was a brick-sized object, covered in rich cloth, ornately decorated.
Here, the relic. I'll put it in a leather bag for you. And you will bring it to safety.
But we have no way to escape from here. The monastery upstairs, it's overrun by dangerous people.
You will flee through the well.
The well?
Brother Gregor took them back to the other chamber.
Right here. This hole in the ground. This is how you can escape.
We dropped a coin down here earlier, and it fell. It fell a long, long way. We never heard it land.
Yes, I know. That's the idea.
Brother Gregor started turning a large, rusty hand wheel. The chain was pulled up out of the darkness.
The founders of our brotherhood built this place right here because there is a well far below us. It feeds into an underground lake. From this lake, so it is told, a rocky crevice leads to the foot of the mountain, which they expanded to a secret escape route.
A large wooden tub, big enough for two people to stand in, rose out of the darkness. Brother Gregor pulled it aside and placed it on the ground next to the chasm.
You must flee through this crevice and bring the mirror to a place where the whole world can see it.
So, what you're asking me to do is get into this tub, and then I go into this dark tunnel, which, as far as we know, is, well, you know, the thing with the coin. This is a bottomless pit, and then I'm supposed to find a rocky crevice.
The battery on my phone, it's running low. I'd better turn it off.
Amazing. I've never seen this kind of blackness.
And then I'm supposed to find a rocky crevice in complete darkness. How long is this escape route?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Great.
We don't have much time.
Come on.
Stephen, are you crazy? You really want to go down this well?
Stephen stepped into the tub and held onto the chain.
Judith, we found the camera. We did something that's almost impossible. I can't give up now.
But what happens then? What if you find a way outside?
I try to find the car, make my way back.
You have to hurry.
What if there's nothing down there?
I don't know. Call it a leap of faith. I hope to see you again, Judith. I really do.
You will. Because I'm coming with you.
Judith placed her feet into the tub, stepping on top of Stephen's boots. She held onto the chain, clutching Stephen's hands at the same time.
Good luck, Judith. I'll make sure they don't come after you.
Yehoshua helped Gregor turn the wheel, speeding Stephen and Judith's descent into cool nothingness. Stephen and Judith felt utterly helpless. All they could feel were the chain and each other. All they could hear were the clanking of the chain and their own breathing. All they could see was blackness.
How deep do you think we are?
A few hundred meters, maybe? Seems like we've been going down for a long time.
At least Khan's men haven't found the tunnel yet.
As far as we know. Can we try the light again?
The small pool of light only illuminated Judith and Stephen at first. Then Stephen saw something.
There! Did you see it? A metal ring in the wall.
They were in an open space, near the top of a cone-like shape that expanded outward. Metal rings jutted out of the rock wall, just out of reach. One after the other, the rings formed a line down and out of sight. The more Stephen and Judith descended, the further away they would be from the rings.
We have to reach those rings. We've already missed some. And if we miss them, we may be stuck down here in...
In what?
In some kind of underground lake, I guess. Stop! Stop the descent! They can't hear us. We have to sway to reach the ring. Come on!
They started to sway gently back and forth. The chain creaked precariously.
Damn it! I missed it by a hand. Come on! Come on! Got it! Come on, grab the next one. This one's rusty. It's gonna break. Quick, quick, get the next one.
They kept descending, holding onto one rusty metal ring after another.
Quick, grab the next one. gotta jump! You go first!
No! You have the camera!
Forget the camera! Jump! Look out!